Hello, everyone listening online. Stuart and Jodie here from Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. It's good to have you connecting with us for this time of worship together. Let us commit this time into God's care. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the ability to connect with you and with each other through this means of technology. We pray your blessing upon the words and what is said and done, that we may encounter you in this time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, this Sunday being the 1st of August, it's the first Sunday of the month where we celebrate Holy Communion as part of this service. If you'd like to join us in that part of the service, then you can press pause now and go and get some bread and wine or liquid equivalent, so you can break bread and drink wine together when we come to that part of the service. Judy's going to come now and read the scripture passage, which is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Colossians 3, 12 to 17.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thank you, Jodie. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect upon it and apply it to our lives, that your word would dwell richly in our hearts and lives, and that it would bear fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're entering a difficult season when we need these words from Paul. Coming out of lockdown may be in some ways more difficult than being in it, where we have to use our own discernment and wisdom. Where before we just had to obey the rules, now it's a bit more fuzzy. We now have the gift of freedom and have to make changes using our own discernment. And we're all in different places, some still very anxious and not ready to come back physically to church, and others wanting to throw their masks away and get back to life as normal, life like it was before. And in between these two extremes, we have all sorts of people who are on that continuum. Paul reminds us, first of all, of our identity in verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. We are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. We are God's beloved. Holy meaning set apart. We're called to be like Israel, distinct, different, countercultural, pointing to God and to God's ways. We are dearly loved, precious in God's sight. We need to know God's love, that we are dearly loved, and we need to know that in our hearts and in our minds. We need to experience God's love before we can live out the consequences of being loved in our relationships with others and with the wider world. Paul then uses imagery of putting on clothes, and we are to clothe ourselves with different attitudes and characteristics. First of all, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion. Now, clothing benefits us. It keeps us warm. We need to experience that compassion for ourselves. But it's not for our own benefit solely. This compassion is to be shared with others. Compassion means to suffer with. And God suffers with us, especially in Christ and on the cross. And we are called to suffer with others, to support, listen to, and love people in the midst of their suffering. And there is a lot of suffering about at the moment, mental and physical. I myself have felt the weight of it in recent months and needed to take some time out. The next attitude or action is kindness. How we need to be more kind to each other. If only we could be a little kinder to ourselves and to each other. Imagine how different our families, church communities, society, and world would be. Kindness is an underrated virtue, but we know it when we see it. And to be known as a kind person is not a bad way to be remembered. And I was reading recently one author who said, when it comes time for his funeral, if he's known as a kind person, then that will be enough for him. The next attitude or action or virtue is humility. The word humility comes from the root humus, not the stuff that you eat made out of chickpeas, but humus as in the sense of the earth, rooted on the earth, not thinking too highly of yourself. In other words, not being a know-it-all. Someone who's prepared to listen to others, to learn from them, to admit when they are wrong. In the face of this pandemic, we have learned humility, not knowing what is going to happen next. We've learned to sit lightly to our views and our opinions and to change them when necessary. The next virtue or attitude is gentleness. First of all, being gentle with ourselves and then with others. Gentleness is not weakness, it is strong. But people are fragile. We've seen that this week with the Olympics, with the case of Simone Biles. She showed great strength in recognizing that she wasn't in the right headspace to compete in a potentially dangerous sport. When people make decisions like that, we need to be gentle with them because we're all hurting and struggling. And we need to be more gentle in how we treat each other and what we say to each other. Words can wound. What we say on social media or on Zoom or face to face can hurt deeply and wound. And then the next attitude or virtue is patience. We need to be patient with ourselves, with each other, even with God. We are all in different places at the moment. To mask or not to mask, that is the question. Well, not quite, but it's no longer a legal obligation, but in many situations it seems the wise thing to do. But not to judge each other or to fall out when we feel frustrated or angry because we're going at different paces or we have different views or interpretations of the situation we find ourselves in. There is a lot of worry and anxiety around in our personal lives, in our concerns for our own mental and physical health. At a church level, we can have anxieties about the future and what will happen, who will come back, who won't come back, how sustainable things are, etc. And we need to exercise patience with each other through these difficult times. In verse 13, Paul says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." So forgiveness is central here. That we have already been forgiven by the Lord, and we should exercise and live out that forgiveness in our relationships with each other. And we're going to need to learn again and again and again to forgive each other in the coming months and years. In verse 14, and to close, Paul writes, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." It's a bit like love is a big overcoat that is put on top of all the other layers of clothing, the layers of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Love binds all of these virtues together, and over all these attitudes, all of these virtues, we put on love as a clothing, as a coat, to keep us warm. Warm in the love of God for ourselves and for each other. Let us pray. Lord, we pray in these difficult times that you would give us compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience with ourselves, with our brothers and sisters, with you. And may your love clothe us and surround us and sustain us in these virtues. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're now going to move into a time of celebrating Holy Communion together. So if you have not got your bread and your wine or your liquid substitute at this moment, then press pause and rejoin us. You're all welcome to participate. If you are seeking God and seeking to follow Christ, then you're more than welcome to participate at home. So let's gather. God is with us, but we are not always with him. So let's take a moment just to be still. So come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you're strong, but because you're weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. I am the bread of life, Jesus told them. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The Apostle Paul tells us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. For the tradition which I handed on to you came to me from the Lord himself. That on the night of his arrest, the Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Let's give thanks for the bread and the wine. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks for the life of Jesus, for his life of love and service and teaching and healing, for his willingness to go to the cross that we might be reconciled to you. And we thank you that when he lay in the grave, that you did not leave him there to rot, but you raised him to life. And now he is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Father God, send your Holy Spirit upon us, your people, and upon this bread and this wine, that we may be filled with your divine life and strengthened and empowered to follow in the way of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in memory of me." So take the bread now and share it with whoever's with you or by yourself. Jody, the body of Christ broken for you. Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is a new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink this, do so in memory of me." So take the wine and share with each other. Jody, the blood of Christ shed for you.
Blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. As we are gathered around the table, it's good to pray and to remember others. So let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we pray this week, starting on Monday, the stay-at-home camp for the Boys and the Girls Brigade. We pray for the helpers and the leaders. We pray for safety and for fun. And we pray that they would learn more about you and their and your love for them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for one of our regional team leaders in the Central Baptist Association, Colin Pye, who has now been discharged from hospital and is recuperating from pneumonia at home. We pray for him, that you would strengthen and uphold him, that you would restore him in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for ourselves as a church family in the coming weeks and months as we open up and make decisions about how to responsibly be safe, but also to respond to the greater freedom that we have. Help us to be loving and accepting and work with each other during this time. Give us those qualities that Paul talked of in our relationships with each other. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, during this holiday season, we pray for those who are on holiday and for those who will be going on holiday in the coming weeks, that it would be a time of refreshment and renewal and rest, that you would renew your people through their contact with family and friends and through their enjoyment of your creation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for Boris Johnson, his cabinet, and for the government, and for the decisions that they need to continue to make in the coming days and weeks and months. Help them to be wise and give them good advisors in the decisions that they make. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we give you thanks for the Olympic Games in Japan and for the enjoyment that it brings to many people. We pray for the Olympians and those that are participating. Pray for those that win the medals that they've set their hearts upon and those who have had their dreams dashed, that you will be with them both, those in joy and also those in disappointment and sadness. We pray that you would keep everyone safe during these times, especially with rising levels of infections in Tokyo at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the people of Afghanistan as there's rising conflict there between the government and the Taliban after the leaving of the US and allied troops. We pray for the ordinary people who suffer the consequences of decisions made by the powerful in other places. We pray that you would be with them and strengthen them. And we pray for a resolution to that conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we continue to pray for the whole issue of climate change, which is the most important issue that we face as a human race at the moment. We pray for governments as they prepare for the COP26 conference in Glasgow in November. We pray that real decisions of real import and impact will be made and will be followed through, that we can stave off the worst excesses of what we're already experiencing at the moment. We pray for ourselves as individuals, who help us to make the changes that we need to make in our lives, to campaign for those bigger political and economic and structural changes, to protect and preserve your creation for future generations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we join all these prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We close now with a blessing. Go now into God's world with love and peace and joy and hope in your hearts. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us this day and always. So thank you for joining with us, and we'll meet you next week or the week after or whenever online. Go well and God bless. Amen.